Daily Light, March the 9th, morning. God richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built good houses and live in them, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God. For it is he who gives you power to get wealth. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labour in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For he gives to his beloved sleep. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your face, for you delighted in them. There are many who say, "Who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord." God richly provides us with everything to enjoy. 1 Timothy 6:17 and Deuteronomy 8:11, 12, 14, and 18. Psalm 127:1-2. Psalm 44:3. Psalm 4:6. Daily Light, March the 9th. Evening. They were singing a new song, the new and living way that he opened for us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Saviour. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. You were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. After this I looked, and behold a great multitude that no one could number, crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." They were singing a new song. Revelation 14:3, and Hebrews 10:20, Titus 3:5-6, Ephesians 2:8-9, Psalm 115:1, Revelation 1:5-6, Revelation 5:9, and Revelation 7:9-10.